Unit 8, Lesson 29. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. At Mid-Autumn Festival, children carry paper lanterns. 2. Zongzi are eaten at Dragon Boat Festival. 3. Some holidays, for example Teacher's Day, celebrate a special group of people. 4. At night, the coloured lights on the Christmas trees shine brightly. 5. Before Spring Festival, people are busy cleaning their houses. 6. On Valentine's Day, people send each other cards.
Exercise 3. Listen to the conversation and choose the correct answers.
Did you go anywhere with your family during the holidays?
No, my wife and my daughter had to work, but I went to Europe. I joined a group. The trip was planned by a travel agent. We went to France, Holland, and Germany.
Didn't you go to Britain?
Oh, sorry. Yes, we did. I almost forgot.
How long were you away?
The trip took 2 weeks. It wasn't long enough. The guide rushed us from country to country.
Yes, it's hard to see 4 countries in such a short time.
The worst problem on our trip was the guide. She took us to too many shops. We had no time to see anything else.
Exercise 4. Listen to the passage and choose the correct answers.
In Japan, every baby girl is given a small doll made from flour before she is a year old. She is given this doll by her parents or grandparents. Then, every year on the 3rd of March, Girls' Day, also called Doll's Day, her parents put the doll on a table and wish their daughter a healthy body and a happy life. When the girl grows up and leaves home, she takes her doll with her to her new home. Baby boys in Japan also get a doll made from flour from their parents or grandparents. They are given their dolls when they are 1 year old. The parents of each baby boy put his doll in a special box. Then, every year on the 5th of May, Boys' Day, also called Children's Day, they fly a big fish made from paper on a long stick in front of the house and wish the boy a bright future.
Lesson 30, Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. It's your turn to buy the Christmas presents this year, Mrs. Yao said to Mr. Yao. 2. Could you lend me a dress for the New Year party? 3. Would you please pass me the card with the red hearts on it? 4. The principal was happy that all the students arrived on time. 5. 3 footballers were hurt in yesterday's match. 6. What do you mean by be on time?
Exercise 2. Listen to the situations and choose the best answers to the questions you hear.
1. Smoking on the bus is not allowed. You are a bus driver. You see a man smoking on the bus. What do you say to him? 2. In the school restaurant, the students are standing in line to get their lunch. Some students come in late. They start pushing. What should the teacher say to them? 3. Your friend says something to you. You heard what he said, but you don't understand. What do you say to him? 4. There are many people waiting to buy tickets. When the ticket office opens, They all rushed towards it. What should the ticket seller say to them? 5. Some people are talking loudly in the hospital. What should the nurse say to them?
Lesson 31, Exercise 1. Listen to the conversation. Fill in the missing words and then answer the question.
Hi, Nancy. Happy Spring Festival.
Hi, Huang Xiaodong. Happy Chinese New Year. You look very smart today. Are you wearing a new shirt?
Yes, I am. Thank you. It was a present. My uncle gave it to me.
It's great. You're lucky to have such a nice uncle. My uncle always gives me dolls for Christmas. He thinks I'm still a baby.
Oh dear. Did your family celebrate Spring Festival?
Well, not really, but we had some dumplings for dinner. My mother's friend, Mrs. Zhou, made them for us. Do you eat dumplings at Spring Festival?
Not often. People in the north of China always have dumplings. But many people in Guangzhou prefer New Year cake. Have you ever tried it?
No, not yet. Do you think I'll like it?
I don't know. Why not come to my house tonight and try some?
I'd love to, thank you. Are you sure your mother won't mind?
Of course I'm sure. She'll be very glad to see you again.
Exercise 2. Listen to the conversations and say if the sentences are true or false.
Conversation 1. Answer questions 1 and 2.
You've got a lot of things to carry today, Janet. Let me help you.
That's very kind of you. Thanks. Could you carry that box over there, please?
Which box?
The large black one over there by the door.
Oh, it's so light. What's in it?
Paper roses. They're for Valentine's Day.
Conversation 2. Answer questions 3 and 4.
What a lot of people there are in the hall. I wonder what they're doing.
They're waiting to meet that man.
Which man?
The one in the middle of those men in black coats.
Who is he?
He's a famous writer. They're selling his books today. If you buy one, he'll write a message in it for you.
Oh, let's go and have a look. Conversation 3. Answer questions 5 and 6.
Mary, does the film start at 8 o'clock?
What did he say, Kate?
He asked if the film started at 8.
Oh, no, Jack. The film starts at 7:45.
A friend of mine from Shenzhen is here at the moment. Can I bring him?
Did you hear what he said, Kate?
Yes. He asked if he could bring a friend.
Certainly. But don't forget to ask your sister to come too, Jack.
Exercise 3. Listen to the conversation and complete the sentences.
Hi, Ling Ling.
Hi, Mike. I rang you last night, but nobody answered. Where were you?
I'd gone to meet my uncle. He flew in from Canada last night. It's a long trip, and the plane was 2 hours late. Poor man, he was very tired.
How long is he going to stay?
About a month. He said he needs a good rest. He's going to swim every day and read lots of magazines.
He used to work at the university here, didn't he?
Yes, he worked there for 5 years. Your father must know him. They are both scientists.
He does. They have done a lot of work together. My father says your uncle has been a great help to him.
Lesson 32, Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. He said that the fire was burning well. 2. Pass me those cabbages, please. 3. The ice cream is fresh and delicious. 4. Could you lend me a spoon? 5. Have we ordered enough dishes? 6. I prefer the card with 3 small hearts on it.
Exercise 2. Listen to the questions about special days and choose the correct answers.
1. What do schools usually hold to celebrate National Day? 2. What kind of food is usually eaten at Mid-Autumn Festival? 3. What kind of sport can you see at Dragon Boat Festival? 4. Which kinds of things do children often receive at Spring Festival? 5. What kind of people celebrate Valentine's Day? 6. What do children usually put at the bottom of their beds on Christmas Eve?
Exercise 3. What were the Zhangs doing? Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
Spring Festival was coming, and Zhang Xiaoling and her family were getting everything ready. Xiaoling was very happy because Mr. Zhang's sister and her young son, Guo Hui, were coming from Beijing to visit them. She hadn't seen her aunt for almost 10 years, and she had never seen Guo Hui. Last week was a very busy week for her family. Xiaoling's parents were busy shopping. They bought presents for Xiaoling and Guo Hui, new clothes for Xiaoling and her grandparents, and food, lots and lots of food. Xiaoling's grandparents were busy choosing red envelopes. They were going to give red envelopes to all the children in the family. Xiaoling was writing cards. The first card she wrote was to her dear friend, Mei Hua. Mei Hua had been in Shanghai for a year, and Xiaoling missed her very much.
Exercise 4. Listen to the passage and answer the questions.
As you know, the cheetah is a member of the cat family. It is also the fastest animal on 4 legs. It can run as fast as 100 kilometers an hour. Most members of the cat family, like house cats and lions, catch their food by waiting quietly and jumping suddenly on them. But the cheetah is different. Because it can move so much faster than other animals, it runs after its food to catch it. There used to be many cheetahs in India and Asia. Rich people often used to use them to catch animals for them. They thought that this was a very good sport. Today there are very few cheetahs left in Asia. Although there are still some in Africa, the population there is getting smaller and smaller.